Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Alepi is here. Jim's become a great member of our Brain Trust. 4 years he's been hanging out with us now, and in fact, exactly 4 years. How about that? He's the founder of Alepi & Associates, the creator of the Execution Maximizer, the author of Great to Excellent, and he's our good friend, Jim Alepi. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. So I was telling the audience before you got here, I was getting them fired up about what's on your mind today, and that is the fact that today in the 21st century, you can't just accept change. You can't even just manage change. You have to lead change. And one of the ways you lead change is by being innovative. And you can't and it can't just be the person at the top. It's the innovator, can it?
No, you really need the power of the team and all brains on the same innovation curve, and that's pretty hard to do. It's one of the most important skill sets we see in leaders, but it's also one of the ones that's absent a lot of the time.
Well, so, you know, this is an area that small business owners have a hard time with, and that is getting the team working together in something that's a little bit outside of the orbit of delivering the product. You know what I mean? If we're selling groceries, then we've got our team squared away to buy, sell, and deliver groceries. But if we put another discipline in a little bit of a different orbit on top of that, we're not as good at getting up to that orbit. You see what I mean? How do we fix that?
Well, the problem is in most companies, there's no role model for what innovative behavior looks like at the leadership level. So people don't even know what that skill set would look like. Most leaders are brought up as a young leader. They're brought up to minimize mistakes and tight expense control. But those are the antithesis of an innovative culture.
Right.
Now, for an innovative culture to work, people have got to be willing to have some failures. Great companies that are highly innovative celebrate their failures as learning experiences.
Right.
And so most companies that claim to be innovative, but when you really peel the onion back, lo and behold, they're not acting that way.
Well, one of the things, especially, this is why it's so important to journal and catalog what didn't work, because otherwise you've lost that investment. Edison said, failures is successfully identifying what doesn't work, right? So if you tried and failed and it cost you some time or money or both, if you don't mark that down so you don't go back that way, then you've lost that investment. And if you do all that, then you haven't lost the investment. You've accomplished something.
There was a young vice president at Google who was then talking to one of the two founders, and they finished their chat, and she said, "I have one other thing I need to tell you." She said, I made a decision about 9 months ago that's turned out to be totally wrong. It's going to cost our company about $5 million. I feel terrible, and I'm willing to resign if you want me to." And the Google founder looked at her and said, "Are you kidding me? If we're not making those kind of mistakes, we're not innovating fast enough." Huh. Talk about a message.
Wow, what a great message. Absolutely. How do we get that started? How do we get our people into that orbit, into the innovative orbit?
Well, when I work with executive teams, one of the questions I always ask when we talk about innovation is, okay, so everybody in the room, everybody on the leadership team has at least one innovation goal that they're accountable to the CEO to deliver, right? And you see these blank looks on people's faces because they never thought about that.
Right.
But if you don't have some goal setting, some accountability for everybody having at least one innovation goal every year, how in the world do you ever get a culture of innovation?
So you would say to your warehouse manager, "I need one innovative idea out of you Or how about this? Instead of one a year, just saying, look, I need you to be delivering me an innovative idea. I need you to be working on at least one of those right now. And when you deliver that one, we'll decide what we're going to do with it and go back and work on another one. Just tell them
exactly
to start
right.
manufacturing these things, right?
Exactly right. And,
but ask them with it, like the cost accountant, the purchasing agent, the receptionist, you know, in your world, what could we do better?
And too many companies think innovation has to do with product innovation.
Right.
But services require innovation, too. So, you know, innovation applies to every functional area of a company. And the CEO shouldn't be coming up with the goals. He ought to be challenging his people to come up with innovative goals. He may have to coach them to think a little bit more out of the box, but the responsibility for innovative thinking belongs with every individual in the company, not the CEO.
Well, the delivery guy, the delivery manager, supervisor could say, boss, I believe with rush hour traffic and everything, if we go counterclockwise to our customers on Tuesday and clockwise on Thursday or you know, in the afternoon or whatever that might be, it might literally be an innovation that involves which way you go with your trucks.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And it doesn't have to be everybody doesn't have to have breakthrough innovative ideas. It's some of them are incremental, and there's nothing wrong with that. The whole object is to get everybody in the company starting to think innovatively about the business. As you say, if you're standing still, you're going backwards.
You're going to be run over. You'll be roadkill.
Exactly.
Roadkill.
Exactly right. Yep. It's one of the funny things I use as an analogy. One of the first things children learn when they play video games is the guy who stands still gets killed first. That's exactly what business is about.
Yeah.
The company that stands still gets killed first.
Well, no, that's exactly right. You've got to be able to move. You learn that in the military. You got to be able to move or you'll be in trouble. So, Jim, I need your website, please.
www.executionmaximizer.com.
And tell us about that.
Well, we help, we work with companies and help CEOs get from vision to execution and results. And we typically work on things like the team and the makeup of the leadership team, alignment of the whole company around common goals, and then a culture of accountability so everybody's got a piece of the action.
All right. So check that out, folks. And Jim Alampi and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jim, how do we motivate, how do we compensate our people? Do we do that to get them to be more innovative? That's coming up after the break. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.